We are learning in Maseches Sedarim Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the top. Omar Rav Alexander Yom Rechiyah Ba'aba, Ein HaChoylo Oymed Mechol Yov Ad Shemoichlim Loi Al Kol HaVaynoysof. A person, a choylo, who's sick, does not get better until he has Mechilim with all his Avaynos. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, HaSelech Kol HaVaynoychi, HaRoyfei L'chol Tachloichi. And we see Slicha has to do with Refuah. And what's the pshat taka? That if someone's sick, he gets pechilas avaynus. So Rashi learns the pshat is because through the yisurim that's an oynus on his averus, and that gives him a kapara on his averus. Others, the Meiri learns the pshat is that when someone is sick, he gives himself over to Hashem, he davens to Hashem, he breaks his heart to Hashem, and that alone will cause him to have a kapara. Rav Amnuna Amar Choizel Mei Alumav. He goes back to his younger years. The sickness helps him give him back his juice. Shneman says in the Pasuk, Roitfosh Besorai Minoyar Yoshev Menu Alumav. The Pasuk says, Rutofash Besorai Minoyar Yoshev Menu Alumav. And Rutofash is a Lashon, the Ran says, it's an Atrikin to Rotov Vapash, that his juices increase. So he has more juices even than he's younger. Yoshev Menu Alumav goes back to being younger. Another Pasuk about a chayla, kol mishkava yafachta b'chayov, his whole mishkav was turned over in his sickness. Amarav Yosef leimar the mishkayach lemuda, he forgets his learning. And the Mepharis learns what's lashon mishkavai, because like the whole limud is called seida hatzas lemuda hamasudaloi nefach loy b'chayov mishachay. His whole learning that was all masudar gets just turned upside down with his sickness, and therefore he forgets his learning. And the Gemara brings down the famous story of Rav Yosef, Chalash, Yosef got sick, Ikele Lemude, he forgot his learning. Ahadre Abaye Kameh. Anytime there was a question, Abaye reminded him about his learning. Hayo the B'chol Duch Darmino, it says in the Pasuk, it says, B'chol Duch Darmino, every Gemara, all the Gemara say, I'm Rav Yosef, Lo Yishmila Adosh Maitz, I never heard that. I'm like, Abaye, Atam Risen Ale, you told to us, Umaham Asitam Risen Ale, you said it from this, you brought it right from this Braiso, this Mishnah. So you see this idea that Rav Yosef forgot his learning, and Abaya gave it back to him. Kavah Gomer, there's going to say a story about Rebbe now. Kavah Gomer Rebbe, Tlas Esri Api Hilchasa, when Rebbe used to teach 13 different pshatim in a certain halacha, Agmere le Rabbi Chia Shivam and Hain. He used to teach Rabbi Chia 7 of them. It was too much to teach 13, he used to teach 7 of them. But he himself had 13 really. So when Rebbe got sick, Chalash Rebbe, Ahad Rabbi Chia Kameh Hanu Shiva. So Rabbi Chia reminded him those 7, Api, those 7 Mahalchim in the Malacha, the Agmari that he taught him. She saw us do what 6 were gone. Avahu Katzra, there was certain Kaivis, his launderer, guy did laundry. He used to hear Rebbe learning, and Chazring over all the Pshatim of Shmielei, the Rebbe could have a Garstu. He used to hear Rebbe when he learned those 13 Pshatim, and he remembered them. Also, Rav Chia, the Gomer Yasoin Kami Katzra. So Rav Chia went and learned it from the Katzra. But also, Vahadil Yasoin Kami Rebbe. He went and reminded it to Rebbe. And there are a lot of cars type to this Katzra, to this Koivis. Kadavachazi Le Rebbe, Lahu Katzra. And Rebbe used to see this guy, this laundry guy, Omalei, Rebbe used to tell him, Ato Asiso Isi Veschia. You made me and Chia. Because without you, I wouldn't remember those Pshatim. Ikadam Hokomalei, Ato Asiso Eschia, Vechia Isa Isi. You made Chia, and Chia made me. Akaponim, what's the pshat? What's the lashon asa? So the Rosh and the Mefarash both say, because kol malamed es ben chaveru toira maila alav hakosuv kilu asai. Shenema v'sanefesh she'asu becharam. When you teach someone toira, it's kilu you made him. So therefore, he told that katsura, you made me. You made me by teaching me back my learning. Omar alachsan yom rakiya ba'avo. Godol neis shena'aseh lechayla. That a chayla gets cured, a sick person gets cured, it's a big nais. Yosef and nais shenas lechanani mishava zaria. It's a bigger nais than the nais that was done to chanani mishava zaria that was saved from the kipshon aish, like by the fire by Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because chanani mishava zaria eishel headed. There was an eishel headed. Va'kol yuchayel mekavoyse. Anyone could extinguish that fire. V'zushel chayla, but the heat of a chayla, the fever of a chayla, shel shemayim. That's just a mime, and no one could extinguish it. So that's a bigger nice. That's a bigger nice to be saved from that fire, even bigger than Chanai Meshav Azariah. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Kzandi Amar Chia Bar Abba, Amar Lav Meshuv Levi. Kivin Shagia Kitzah Shel Adam. When a person's end it reaches his end, hakol moishlim boy, anyone could be the shaliach to kill him. Everyone is rules over him. The smallest thing, the biggest thing. Shenema, it says in the pasuk by Kayin, that Hashem said that you're going to die, and Echanami. So that's v'kol moitzir yargeni. Anyone finds you can kill me. Rava Mamadenkrov in this pasuk, l'mishpatecha omdu hayoyim ki hakol avadecha. When it comes to mishpat hakol avadecha, everyone is Hashem's servant. Rabbi Bashila Amru lay Shachiv Gavra Gavaya. They told Rabbi Shila a story one time how this big, tall, strong guy died. How did he die? Shachiv Gavra Gavaya. Someone was very tall, Rachiv Girduna. He was riding a very small mule. Now, if you fall off a small mule like that, he wanted to get a scratch. So, how did he die? Ruchiv Girduna Zutra, Mata Titura, he got to a bridge. Istavit, the mule went crazy. Shadia threw him off into the water because Shachav and he died. Kari on Avshay, so he called on this. Rav Shila called on this story. The pasuk l'mishpatecha omdu hayoyim ki hakol avadecha. You see, even a small mule could kill this huge giant of a man because that's what Hashem wants. Hakol avadecha. Shmuel Chazi Lahu Akraba. This scorpion that had to he wanted to go across the river. The scorpion can't fly that far. But he took a ride on the back of a frog, va'over nahara, and he crossed the river, even though the scorpion cannot swim. Tarka gavra, and he bit a person in my eyes, the person died. Kari alehal, mishpatecha omdu hayoyim ki hakol avadecha. Again, the same type of idea, that when Hashem wants someone, when a person's end is destined, that's what happens. If Hashem wants that him to be his end, anything can happen. Hamashmul, eimim vakrim esachayla, elul mishachot sasichamu. You should not visit a sick person, only a sick, someone sick with fever. Lafuke ma, what does that mean? You can't visit any sick people only if you have fever? Lafuke, welcome to exclude. Lafuke o tanya reisiv en prato imam shim rabbi liyazer. Eime vakrim loichoy le ma'ayin. You should not visit someone who has a stomach ailment, stomach sickness. Loichoy le ayin, not a eye sickness. Loich mechush erosh, and not a head sickness. Why? So where's the bishlam loichoy le ma'ayin shim kisufa? It's embarrassing, man. So you have to run to the bathroom. And he doesn't want, if you have a guest, you're not going to want to go to the bathroom. So therefore, don't visit someone who has a chol me'ayin. El chol me'ayin mechush erosh. My time. Why shouldn't you visit the chol me'ayin mechush erosh? My answer is Mishum Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda debura kasha la'ena umayla leishusa. Talking to someone is not good for his eyes, but it's good for fever. And the Rosh speaks out. V'chein nami lemechush erosh shteva echlam. Same thing with a headache. You don't want someone talking to you when you have a headache, and therefore. Zok Rav Eliezer that you should not visit not a chol ma'ayin, a chol ayin, or a chol mechush erosh. And that's what Shmuel means. It means only that type of sickness that won't get bothered by visitors. Amar Rava, hi ishisa, this fever, ilavd bavanka and the malach the moisav, not that it was the shliach, the messenger of the malach hamavis, it would be good for a person. Mali, it would be good for a person, ki chizra ledikli, like the thorns that are around the dekel tree. V'chad tlasim yemim. Once in 30 days, it would be good for him to have this fever. And what's the reason? The Eitz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov explains, because it will burn out all the bad juices and all the bad things he has in his body. It will burn it out. V'chit harik legufa. It's also like, it's another muscle. That's goof for your goof, like Taraika, which is a type of shmir, is a type of thing like oil thing that you shmir on yourself, something that's good for you. Rav Nachum Yitzchak says, "Allah heave like Taraika. I don't need that or the shmir. I don't need that. I don't want any. Don't give me any favors. I don't want any fever." Omer Rabbi Yonishim Rav Echiel, Arson Yofa Lechayla Refuusai. Arson, which is a type of food, is good for Chayla Fezerfuah. What is Arson? My arson, so the two pshatim. Arav Yosim, Yonison, chushlo de sairi, it means peeled barley, atikta, older barley, peeled, the reish nafya, that comes up on the front of the sifter. Am abaya, babayim b'shul kein b'sir turu. When you cook it up, it needs very good cooking, just like when you cook a piece of meat, it needs a lot of cooking. This also needs a lot of cooking. Rav Yosim Amar, it's not peeled barley, it's barley flour. Smidi de sairi atikta. Old barley that's made into flour, the reish nafya, that comes in the front of a sifter. Abaya bayim b'shula kibisur tura, but it needs cooking like the basar of ox, basar of meat. It needs some serious cooking. Om Rav Yechanan, boredom, which is a type of sickness, which means that out of his body comes dam, dripping out of him. Eim evakrim, you don't visit such a person. And you don't mention the name of it. So the Ra learns something like this. You don't visit him because he's going to have to go to the bathroom. He's embarrassed. You're also not maskir shmoy because it's not a Lashon Nakiya to say Yena has boredom. That's one pshat. The Tosfos and the Rosh learned the Varda is because he's embarrassed that he has the sickness. Therefore, you don't mention his name together with the sickness. So my time, it's like in Mayin, a spring that's the Veya Dam that comes, pours out Dam. It comes from two words, bar, dam. Bar is lashon of a pit, and dam. The dam comes out of the pit. It's like a mayin hanaveya out of the pit. Dam comes out of it. So we're saying you shouldn't go visit a person because he might be embarrassed. And also you shouldn't be masker as shemoy. Don't say that Shmerel has bar dam. The reason is because either, like Tosfos says, Tosfos and Rosh say because he's being embarrassed, or because not lashon akia to say that sickness about this person.